Chapter 9. Keep Information Flowing. One of the most common questions people have as they begin discovering the power of Para is about the future. What do I have to do to keep this system going? And this is where Para truly shines, because the answer is not much. There are no strict rules about which format information has to be in. It can be text documents, images, PDFs, audio or video files, slide presentations, GIFs, or anything else. There are no rules about how the items you save must be named. A straightforward title describing what it is works fine. And there are no rules about the internal organization of folders, which is where you can really waste a lot of time. Each subfolder of Para can have its contents sorted chronologically by date created if you want, but your computer can easily handle that without your involvement. So what is left for us to do? The answer is that you have to keep the information moving. Para isn't a mechanical system, like a car engine that needs very precise and regular maintenance. It's more like an organic system, such as a pond or a forest. The same way a pond will begin to stagnate and smell if the water isn't flowing, your Para system will soon go out of date and lose relevance if the knowledge it contains stops flowing. Flows of information within Para. Most approaches to organizing are static. They assume that there is one correct place for a given piece of information. You may recall the Dewey Decimal System from your local library, with a precise call number telling you exactly where on the shelf each book goes. But when it comes to personal organization of digital information, there is no such correct place. Para is a dynamic system. Any given file or document can go in any number of places. What matters is your relationship to it. And that relationship is changing all the time. To illustrate this, imagine you read an article about effective coaching techniques one evening and save a few of the best excerpts to your note-taking app. Perhaps at that moment in your career, you are an individual contributor and don't have an immediate need for advice on how to coach other people in a professional setting. You file away this note in a resource folder called Coaching for Future Reference. The next year, you get promoted to a management position in your company and now have a handful of direct reports to manage. In the blink of an eye, that whole category of knowledge has suddenly become actionable. You might take several decisive steps in your Para system to reflect your new role. Those notes about coaching techniques might get moved from a resource folder on coaching to a new area folder called Direct Reports. You've now promoted that knowledge so that it receives more of your attention on a more frequent basis. Now imagine a couple more years pass and you're promoted once again to a senior executive role. Once again, the landscape of your knowledge gets remapped. You might now be responsible for creating management training to teach all the new managers in the company what you've learned. The contents of your direct reports area folder might now flow into a new project folder called Management Training Workshop, as the knowledge it contains is now most relevant to the near-term goal of delivering your first workshop. The insights and ideas you collected years ago during an evening of casual reading have now bubbled up to the surface and become relevant to your most pressing challenge. Finally, imagine a couple more years pass and you've decided to quit your day job and start a business of your own. The notes you saved in your Management Training Workshop project folder are now no longer actionable, as you don't expect to have employees to manage for a while. There's no need to delete anything. Just move it to the archives. When the day eventually arrives that you start hiring your own staff, that knowledge will be ready and waiting like a dormant volcano, ready to spew forth a career's worth of wisdom. Can you see how all it takes is one event in our lives to completely reshape the landscape of our priorities? At that point, we don't have time to do more research. We need to already have done that research through our reading and note-taking. The contents of Para are constantly flowing between different categories as your needs, goals, lifestyle, and priorities shift. There is nothing as constant as change in today's world, which is why we need to avoid rigid systems that encourage a fixed mindset toward information. Keep the information flowing. Here are some other examples of situations in which a specific piece of information, whether a single line of text, a photo, a digital note, or an entire folder full of documents, might flow between paracategories. From projects to areas. You might find that a training plan you use to prepare for a marathon, a project, is something you'd like to become a routine. You can create a new area folder called exercise and move it there so that it remains an ongoing part of your life. From areas to projects. If you decide it's time to level up operations within your organization, which will require a one-time project, the perfect place to start is with any ideas you've collected in an operations area folder. New projects often emerge out of existing areas of responsibility. From areas to resources. Sometimes you realize that a piece of information you initially thought was relevant only to you, such as a list of event venues in a city, could also provide value to others. Move it from areas to resources where it will be ready to share. From resources to areas. Let's say you decide to start cooking at home more to improve your health and nutrition. A perfect way to start would be to move a few easy-to-make recipes from a recipes resource folder to your cooking area folder. That way you can get started quickly without getting distracted by doing more research on the internet. From areas and resources to archives. We've already discussed how projects go into the archives when they are completed or put on hold. The same is true for areas and resources. If you lose interest in bird watching, chess, jiu-jitsu, or motorcycle repair, there's no need to delete all that content. Just move it to the archives in case it ever becomes relevant again. From archives to projects. Imagine you want to organize a conference to establish your company's thought leadership in a new industry. A lot of the planning and materials for conferences are similar and can be reused provided you save them. Do a search for a professional event you've organized in the past, and you can move any useful materials you find there to a new project folder to reuse all that past knowledge. One final note. Though my preferred method is to move notes and files wholesale from one place to another, you actually have four options for how to associate an existing piece of information with a new category. 1. Moving a single item, if only one item is relevant to a new project, for example. 2. Moving a folder full of items, if a whole group of items is relevant. 3. Linking two items together, if you want to keep the original item where it is. Most digital note-taking apps and file storage platforms offer the ability to create such links. You can use that feature to create links between documents on the same platform, or even between documents located on different platforms. And 4. Tagging items with the same tag, if you want to associate many items with each other without moving them. The only action I recommend avoiding at all costs is duplication. You never want to have two versions of a file or document, because then you never know which one is the most current. The purpose of keeping your information moving is to keep yourself moving. When the information around you is constantly flowing and changing, you'll find it's much easier to see problems from a new perspective and avoid getting bogged down. You'll even find that projects get going before you even realize you've started them.